Welcome to Brian's Art of Creation, and I wanted to jump in with a brand new introduction, kind of explain exactly what this project is, go a little bit deeper, and share with you guys what I'm trying to accomplish with the video series and with everything I'm trying to do. So, this is all about creativity and finding your creativity, your lost creativity, your inner child. See, everybody, I believe, is born with creativity. A lot of people try to say that they don't have it, but I believe it's just something that is lost. So, think about when you were a kid, or think about a room of kids, and how creative you guys were when you were younger. The imagination that everybody had. And think about going into a classroom full of kindergarten or preschool students and asking them, you know, who wants to draw me a picture? But then go to a classroom of high school students or a business executive and asking the same exact question. Right? Everybody knows the answer. You're going to get maybe 4 or 5 if you're extremely lucky, right? The thing is that we're so connected to our child and to our imaginations, to having fun when we're younger, but something happens as we grow up and kind of separate. Everybody kind of loses touch. Now, what I think is that society and the way that we grow up and live, it just kind of grinds everything out of us. So when you're younger, you're super creative. You're always having fun. You love coloring and drawing and just doing these crazy things. And then you start getting older and you start getting these responsibilities here, new responsibilities. And then you start going to school and they're teaching you English and math. Even though you do have an art class, it's kind of just an elective pushed aside. It's not what you're told is important, what you're told is to focus on. And you continue going on that, you start maturing, and other things start taking precedence and being important. And even if you do try to be creative, it just starts being shut down. So you go through school and you start doodling or sketching in your book. You're told, you know, you need to listen to your teacher. You shouldn't be doing that in the middle of class. Even though, technically, if you look at it, taking notes and actually moving your hand, even if you're just doodling, actually engages your mind to help you learn better and quicker than just sitting there and listening as a teacher talks. However, that's what you're told, right? And then you go on, you go to college, you go into your career, and you're like, oh, I got a new creative idea. No, sorry, we have a certain process. No, I have a new way we can. No, can't do it. We have to do it this way. This has to be done this way. And what ends up happening is your mind starts making these connections to where I had a creative idea. No. And it just kind of entangles together and starts making the connection of, every time I have this creative idea, I'm told no. It gets shut down. I'm not allowed to do it. And what happens is that in your mind, that connection says, every time I have a creative idea, or every time I want to be creative, I'm not allowed to be, or I'm going to be told no. Therefore, it stops happening. You start forgetting, or your brain starts shutting that creative side down as soon as it starts. And so that's what I think happens with our creativity. We stop using it, and it starts getting shut down because we're told we're not allowed to use it. And everything, I believe, just kind of bottles up. And with all that held up creativity, we're not able to express ourselves in a fun and positive way, and therefore it just becomes this poison that we have inside of our chest, inside of our stomachs, that just keeps getting held down. So my goal with this is to help you guys to find ways to express and rediscover that creativity. Now, creativity with me and what I'm going to be sharing with you guys is sculpture and creating pieces, just because that is my own personal calling. However, I want you guys to take the imagery and the the lessons and the concepts and apply them to whatever creative thing that speaks to you, whether that be drawing or painting or sculpting or scrapbooking or singing or dancing or just coloring in a coloring book or cooking or baking, any of that stuff. There's creativity has such a wide net. Basically, just doing something enjoyable that you can express yourself. Now, the biggest thing that I have that everybody comes up to me, a lot of people say, is that I'm not creative. You know, this person, you know, they'll say, I've heard people say, you know, my mom or my brother or my sister is a little bit as creative, but I wasn't given. I think it's total crap. Every single person has creativity in it. Some people have a different form of it. Some people will move towards a certain, you know, area like drawing or painting, while other people might be more tuned to music. But every single one of us has something. And the other thing is that most of us have been out of touch so long that we need to rework and reflex those muscles. When I hear people say that I wasn't given that creative gene or I'm not that talented, it makes me think of people thinking that it's just a talent that's given and that that person just has it. That person might have certain something that's special about them that they can see a certain way, but they still had to put all that work and all those hours into creating and to actually building up that muscle. Think about going to the gym or seeing it on a movie and you see somebody, big dude, just bench pressing 500 pounds. For some reason, every single one of us will look at him and know, wow, you know, he's been doing that for a while. Or he worked out. We don't go in there and say, wow, you know, he was born with like crazy muscle. We say, you know what, he's probably started out at like 50 pounds and he started doing it every day and got up to 100, got up to 200. Now he's bench pressing 500 pounds. He just added and added. But yet, you go over here and you look at this amazing artist doing portraits or doing landscapes, and you're like, yeah, he was just born with a gift. And while he may have been given, you know, he might have been born with the drive to do it, continuously try for it. But he still put in so many hours just trying to get to a point where he's happy. Now, artists are constantly growing, so he's never going to be completely satisfied, and he's going to constantly learn for the rest of his life, just like every one of us. But he put in a certain amount of time to get to that point. So, somebody tells me, you know, I'm not really creative, it's just that I haven't actually tried it. And the ones that say they have tried it, they'll come in and they'll say, you know, I have tried it. And I'll be like, all right, well, what did you try? Or how long did you try? I'm like, well, I drew a couple pictures, but I just wasn't getting the hang of it. So I stopped. And it's funny to me because we all know that in order to grow and to actually acquire something that's important to us, we have to continually practice and just keep going after. Another story that kind of explains that is, think about being or having a child, having a baby. Think about have your own children. Think about back when you were a baby, or if you're an uncle or niece or aunt, you have other children around. Think about a baby's first. What happened? Baby starts taking a couple steps. They're starting to move, and they fall over. You know, they get up, they try it again. And depending on the kids, some kids take a little bit longer than others. But there's a lot of trial and error. Now go to the parents and say, you know, how long do you think the average parent gives that child to walk? How many mistakes? Now, is it like 15 or 20, and then you just kind of say, you know what, no, please just not get the hang of it, I don't think I'm going to be walking. No, that's crazy, right? They're like, Now that he's going to keep trying, and he's going to keep, we're going to keep pushing him until he walks. And what happens is, he keeps going, he keeps falling, keeps getting back up. But after that repetition, after he keeps going, now he's walking, he's doing great, and second nature. The other thing that happens in those moments is the parents are super excited, positive, and just on his side, just there pushing him. They're like, oh, you took two steps. Oh, that was amazing. That was great. You're doing so good. I'm so excited for you. You're walking. You're going to be walking soon. They, you know, you take five steps, fall over, and then, you know, a little bit later, you take two steps and fall over. They completely lie to you. They're like, oh my God, that was so much better than the last time. It was only two steps, even though you got five last time, but I'm so much more excited for you right now. Right? And what happens is all that encouragement and the repetition of actually doing it and enjoying it and being excited about it, and you begin walking. Now, flip that to what people do for whenever they're trying to do something now, whether that's learning a language, learning to do something, drawing, learning to paint. They try once and they're like, you know what? That picture just isn't, it doesn't look like it should hang in a gallery. It's not amazing enough. You know what? I'm just going to give up. And they surround themselves with people that also say the same exact thing. You know what? You're just not getting the hang of it. Maybe you should just hang it up. I know you've already done like three paintings and you're just not getting it. So maybe this isn't your thing. But what if you actually went in and said, you know what? This is going to take a little while, but I enjoy doing it and I'm have fun doing it. So I'm going to give it a go. You go in there and you draw a picture. You're like, not that great, but you know what? I actually did it. I could have just sat on a couch doing nothing, or I could have kept talking myself about maybe one day I'll try drawing. But I went in there and did it. And then you go in there the next day, and you're like, wow, this is not looking good, but it looks just this much better than my drawing yesterday, so I'm getting somewhere. I'm excited. I'm going to try again tomorrow. And you keep doing that day after day, and it puts you into a place of, you know, just improving, whether that you're trying to create a life for yourself or you're trying to actually just build it into a hobby of something to where you can get away from the world. You can just enjoy your own personal quiet time and just create for the sake of creating. So all of that is what this series and this purpose is about. It's about inspiring you to help you find that inner child, that creativity that you have that got lost and locked away. And I'm going to be doing that through my own images with clay and sculpture, as well as lessons and ideas that are going to kind of go along with that. And all of that is why I do what I do, so that I can help others find their creativity, so that I can connect with inspirational and positive people, which is why I do the Little Heroes Project and meeting amazing kids and inspirational kids that, with everything that they have going on, they're still the happiest kids I've ever seen. And it just teaches me to look at things and say, you know, wow, I can either get stuck in this moment or I can step up and just be less and appreciative of what I have and what I'm going after. And that there's many different ways to look at life and everything that's going on. So, hopefully you guys have enjoyed this. And I have a few other intro videos that are going to kind of go along with this to share with you guys exactly how I'm going to go about it, what's coming up, and just to persuade you that every single one of us has creativity locked away. And if you're interested and if you want to go for it, I will help you to pull that out and find it. So, thank you guys for listening. Subscribe, let me know what you think, and I will see you.